This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Okay, from the Taco Bell on Century Boulevard near LAX, this is Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgariff.
We are headed to LAX.
To pick up America's Twitter sweetheart, Rob Delaney, who has been in, I believe, Philadelphia for a little while doing comedy.
That's where his flight is from. I don't know what his business was there.
You're saying he could have gotten a rental car in Philadelphia and driven out to an outlying area?
I'm saying he's a drug dealer and he had shady business in the Philly area.
You're saying that he had one of those old-fashioned Samsonite suitcases, but actually, when you scratch the surface, it was all just cocaine?
it was all coke.
Painted cocaine?
We thought it was coke, but it was actually putty. He's filling in the crack on that bell.
He's an amazing artist and sculptor, and we are honored to have him on our podcast. The podcast that we finally have a guest for, I mean, I shouldn't say finally, but we've talked about this a little bit. You and I have been talking about doing this podcast for over 18 years.
Yeah, we started at our 8th grade graduation. I remember we were going to do a podcast about feathered hair and suspenders.
Right? And goody combs.
Yeah.
And then we said, let's hold on to this a little bit.
And it was going to be called Peachy Keen after the folders, but those hadn't quite caught on yet. So it wasn't a good idea. We weren't ready.
And we've been doing that, kind of ruminating on ideas, mm-hmm. talking things through, really letting it sit and simmer.
We went to college. We've been in and out of relationships. We've become adults.
I was hospitalized a couple times. We've really been through it.
I went through You were in and out of the hospital off and on for a full decade.
I love the hospital. I was a candy striper once, and then once, of course,
so never
the terminal
as a
illness.
Oh, you were, I forgot.
No, I would hang out on the terminal illness ward just to stay present.
It's just your tapioca addiction.
I love drinking out of a big pitcher with a straw.
And I like Craftmatic adjustable beds.
And I like loud TVs. So it's our common interests that bring us here.
I love the smell of sad, decaying grandparents. Oh, see.
What a true and accurate smell that is. What a real picture you just painted.
Yeah. One that can bring the opposite feeling of comedy to everyone.
Yeah, let's start every podcast talking about kind of like decaying grandparents.
Yeah, about human loss.
Yeah, the people that were kind of probably the nicest to you in your whole life, losing those people and the way it smelled.
We're near the Sheridan Gateway at Avion Drive. I just want to get sponsors for the podcast.
Good. Yes.
So I'm going to mention one of them's going to take off.
Yeah. It could be the Brasserie at the Sheraton Gateway. What if they gave us like an individual? We did commercials for the Brasserie.
That, of course, is a rotisserie-based underwear store.
They cut off slices of bras for you, for everyone at your table.
You buy it one cup at a time, like a breast. and put them on your breast.
One cup at a time. That's what I put my bra on, one cup at a time every day, like any normal person.
You put your bra on like you put on your coffee.
One cup at a time. Don't rush it. Oh, there's the cops. You have to get all the way over.
Well, I have a mustache, so we don't have to worry about them. They will just knowingly nod at me.
Over there.
Arriving. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm a terrible front seat driver, by the way.
You know, I need you. It's funny. We've done this once before. That's what we were getting at before. Our introductory episode. This is our first legitimate episode with a guest who will be Rob Delaney. We've already said that. Yeah. Anyway, it is difficult for me to multitask and talk and drive.
Yeah, podcasting and driving is, I think we're breaking new ground here. When I first moved to LA, as everyone knows, LA is very spread out. It's a big, huge city.
Everyone knows this. You have to have a car.
Everyone knows this. Common knowledge.
Zero public transit.
Yeah, you're on your own.
There's rumor of a subway, but it doesn't exist.
No one's seen it.
Nope.
I loved getting picked up from the airport, getting dropped off, and doing the same for my friends. It was really, because it's such a pain in the ass, it really is an extension of you're really reaching out and saying, I care about you. I care about how you feel when you leave this place, and I want you to come back.
Sure.
So I kind of love being at the airport, and I love doing this.
I do too. A lot of people get feelings of anguish or despair when they're at the airport. That is what I get. I forgot. I'm describing the way I feel right now.
Are you a Victorian spinster? Because those are big feelings for the airport.
It's not the airport itself. It's just I hate the impending feeling that I'm about to see a new place.
Yes, true. Well, yeah, there's so much anxiety. It's
other
like
people, different
strangeness, question marks. What's going to happen?
Not knowing the road system in another city.
Yeah.
Even though I'm never driving.
And also being tired or anticipating being tired. What's he on, U.S. Air?
He is on U.S. Air.
I thought they canceled that airline.
You know what? It's funny. He's not arriving for another 15 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Did we time things poorly?
Well, I mean, that's the airport, baby. That's how it is.
No, there's the airport, baby.
Oh, my God. The airport has a baby
grown
mascot.
Up so much.
You can pick up the airport baby and drive around with it and get used to being around babies before your flight.
Yeah, they let a lot of people visit the baby because really they're trying to find its parents.
That's nice. I mean, that's the way to do it. Just go door to door.
If you have a baby and you don't know of its origin, take it to the airport and leave it on the curb.
Drop it off.
They have curbside baby check-in, and a lot of people find their kids that way.
Curbside check-in is the new firehouse and anonymous baby Dropbox from the 50s, I believe.
We're going to have to do another loop through LA.
I love it.
It's by choice.
One of my favorite memories is I went to Scotland. I can't remember when it was, 2001 or two. I was on a television show over there. No brag.
Oh, wow.
Did you not know that about me?
No, that you were on Scottish-based television?
Well, it was British. It was a British channel, but the show was shot in Glasgow, Scotland.
Mixed story here.
It's a lie, so I'm just trying to quilt it together real quick in a convincing way.
Yeah, try and quilt it together.
Anyway! I'm going to put my spore in on about it. Sorry, that was just me trying to show that I know what kilts consist of. Anyway, I came back after 3 months, and my friends, this is a pre-9/11 story, so that'll dictate what the year was. What year was 9/11?
I think 2001.
2001.
Yeah.
So this is probably, probably 2000.
The real space odyssey.
Oh, that was your airport return.
Oh. Well,
now we're going back to Taco
Bell. You know
what?
I just want to go to that Taco Bell. We've got to get that sponsor.
We got to talk to the manager.
Even if I don't go through and get food, I just want to smell one of their delicious 7-layer gorditas.
Ooh, by the way, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Yes, but they're still delicious.
Any time of day or night. This is 6th meal.
Oh, you know what? I just thought how gross it would be to have any egg-based product from Taco Bell.
Because it's not going to be egg-based. It'll look like it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll probably match the consistency scientifically.
But,
But there's, it's going to be sawdust, just like all their other food.
Yeah, and it's going to come out of a caulking gun.
Yes, it's iceberg lettuce, like government-grade cheese, and then sawdust mixed into different colors.
I wonder if our government is offended by the phrase government cheese, because it is a poor cheese.
Well, yeah, they should make better cheese then if they're offended. Like, you know, be proactive, you guys.
Now, the government controls our country and makes us pay taxes, but they also produce a lot of cheese.
Right. That's how. That's a lot of how they get money, you know, when the taxes aren't being paid.
Right, right. They from their cheese production.
They have a cheese kitty.
Incidentally, I have an overweight uncle that also produces a lot of cheese. Okay, that's gross.
No.
Am I like a gross person?
Right
I
now?
I think when I make jokes, I do tend to say gross things.
So you are a gross person then.
Jorge, how are you in the back there?
Oh, yes, our sound engineer, Jorge.
Our DJ.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep,
a little
Jorge.
Okay.
I've been meaning to fix the air conditioning.
Yeah, it's a real sweat
Jorge
box in here.
Jorge is back there sleeping because he has no other choice. His body is shutting down.
I am going to unroll my window a little bit, too.
Yeah. That sounds all right, right?
Yep. It's fun. It's like...
Let's just agree that this episode might be edited a little.
And sweetened. There'll be definitely be a laugh
There's
track.
There's going to be little sweet spots.
Yeah.
But I also, we did... gauge the time for. I forgot that we were showing up at a specific time.
Listen, we couldn't be in a better spot. This is one of the most architecturally gorgeous most gorgeous areas of Los Angeles.
Century Boulevard, I've said this before, I'll say it again, prime real estate if you just want to see some interesting buildings.
Yeah.
That aren't gray boxes.
Yeah.
It's just a strip of gray boxes.
Yeah, you have to... It's the game is to search and search for something that isn't a gray box. Or an Arco. AMPM Mini Market. Another possible sponsor.
We are getting a sponsor. First episode.
It'd be amazing. It really would be amazing to have Taco Bell as our sponsor.
Our car is going to look like NASCAR. It's going to be just... We're going to be driving a Home Depot stock car.
We're going to do that. Then we're going to just start driving around. Here's my dream.
Okay.
We get so many sponsors that I can quit my job. You can quit your job.
I don't have a job. I wish I had a job to quit, but I don't like it anymore, this fake job. I quit.
So now we're free and easy. We stick all our sponsor decals on your car. We drive around all the time, and we just pick up anybody who needs a ride. You don't have to be going somewhere or coming from somewhere. It's like we're like a Lyft. We're like Lyft drivers, except for that you have to be on our podcast.
Yeah, and you don't have an annoying pink mustache.
You know what's so weird? I thought, when that first started, I just thought it was a trend, like a thing that, you know, irritating 19-year-old girls that work at Hot Topic were doing
right.
to their car, and tweeted about that as if that's what was going on.
I did, too.
No one told me.
No one was... How are you supposed to know a pink mustache is like a...
Like,
you know,
basically a new
ride.
Gypsy cab, teenager gypsy cab business.
Oh, it is. Every time I get in a Lyft car, they're wearing a necklace made of human teeth, playing the, whatever, the hand clams. Just self.
So sorry, you get witch doctor drivers? I don't understand.
Maybe I'm confused about what a gypsy is. But I think they, you know, they wear human teeth.
Oh, hand clams? You mean castanets?
Castanets. I think I said hand clams.
Hand clams, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to describe a pirate. I was with you. I don't mean to negate your comedy. I'm really your number one fan.
My comedy thrives on a lack of vocabulary.
And a kind of a searching... You have a very searching feel.
I scramble to blurt things that are possible describing words, but oftentimes have nothing to do with what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. That's kind of... That's a like a fun... you know eventually your brain's going to go organic, kind of... We're just having fun with it.
Yeah. You say gypsy, I'll think pirate.
Let's call the whole thing off. A lot of gentlemen's clubs down here. They took down that sign I was talking about that I really wished I could have shown you. It used to be this cool, big 70s, like font of a sign, and it's just not here anymore.
What was it? What was it advertising?
I think it was an adult video store.
Oh, for
or
adults.
A gentleman's club.
I think I know why that closed. A lot of scary people are in their homes right now watching those videos. Only scary people, not people like me.
Wait, oh, you mean like because the internet?
Adult films, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They don't need it anymore.
No. That's something we just figured out.
So all those poor mom and pop businesses that base their livelihoods on selling VCR strength.
Cassette tapes of Edward Penis Hands now.
Out of business. Too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame. Is it, though?
I don't know.
Oh, that always scared me. Especially in Texas, these warehouses that just have pornography.
Filled with pornography, no windows, and then everyone had clam hands.
Well, it helps with the process. And when I'm masturbating, I do like to gaze out a window periodically.
You just want to see a road or a tree?
Like, right when I climax, I like to just see a flower fluttering in the wind.
Or a nice family crossing the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Motivation.
Yeah. I'll have one of those one day if I do this right. If I put this in the right place.
Yes. Oh. But in a warehouse on the side of a freeway, that's not where you should be putting it.
No. It's kind of sad people had to go to those. Oh, you're going to have to get all the way over. Sorry.
Yep.
Is this again?
No.
We're in the exact same spot where I did this to you before.
Oh, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'm just going to... Whenever I get panicked, I sound like I'm very calm.
I see. So right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to... Oh, here we go.
Pull an
Thank
old
you,
L.A.
Sir.
L.A. Supreme.
See, the fun thing about our podcast is We'll just stop saying what we're saying because we're almost dying or careening off of a road.
Right.
A lot of podcasts don't have that. They're in the safety of a studio.
Yes, there's an electricity here with us because our lives are in danger the entire podcast. Entire time.
And because we're in an electric car.
That's right. And we have all these glasses of water.
I'm wearing glass hooves. Much like, a firefighter in a smoke tower.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I don't know a lot of things. I just kind of say words.
Well, because... But here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yes.
You've been to a firefighter's smoke tower.
Smoke tower where he's wearing glass hooves. Of course.
Well, he'll have a chair and there's, like, glasses. Because you never know when lightning will strike your tower.
You do know my father's a fireman, right?
He's a fireman, a real one?
Yeah, well, he's retired now, but he was a San Francisco fireman for like 40 years.
Oh, wow.
So all this thing, smoke tower, glass hooves, you're full of shit, and I'm going to call you on it.
I'm talking about mountain fires. I don't think you know.
You have to say mountain fires.
I mean like Smokey the Bear, forest fires.
I'm talking
about Forest Service towers. You reminded me of what I'm talking about. There was a glimmer of what I was trying to say, and now I do know, in fact. I'm talking about the Forest Service.
Okay. Smoke tower.
Government-owned cheese property. and oftentimes lightning will strike those towers when they're just looking for fires.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting it.
And,
so they're like up in the top of the tower with some binocs, just kind of scanning the forest.
And they have special shoes, so if they do get struck by lightning, the current doesn't go through their body. Oftentimes it's a glass slipper. Or a hoof.
That's not true.
Maybe it isn't. But they do have glass at the base of their chairs.
For real?
That I remember, yes.
I like that you imagine a glass hoof.
Yeah.
So it's like a horse's hoof that goes on over your whole foot?
It's a princess horse who's looking for a horse prince.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of the better stories.
Hey, if the glass hoof fits... You know the old saying.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what I said. Okay, we are re-entering LAX.
9:39. Is your clock right?
No, it's an hour off, the way I like it.
So we have like 6 minutes. That's perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Okay.
See, it seemed like I was meandering about.
No way. You had a plan the whole time.
My brain is like a Google map.
Uh-huh. It doesn't work that well?
It doesn't work that well, and it shuts down often, and it's me screaming obscenities in my car. Just my brain.
A lot of dropped pins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Places you don't need them.
We are picking Rob Delaney up on U.S. Airways flight 797 or something. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
U.S. Airways, of course, a sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? What if we just say it?
Yeah, that's true. Proud sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways, the airline to fly when Delta can't do it and United has nothing left.
They have a weird slogan. I never liked it. U.S. Airways, the airway that will take you across our country.
Yeah, that's not catchy. But no, U.S. Airways, we're the trachea of America. It's like an airway.
U.S. Airways, we're right in your windpipe. Like a bad dart.
We're going to Heimlich you across the nation. U.S. Airways.
Okay, we are... We're passing United, Great Lakes. Great Lakes? What? An airline?
Where?
Great Lakes?
Where are you looking?
Or it's
Whoa,
just...
Whoa, sir.
How are you? Well...
I mean, there was a very aggressive Volkswagen Golf that just
License
got in our
plate,
lane.
7CNZ306. I think there's a kid in back. Yeah, deal with that later, buddy.
It's 0942.
Alpha. Romeo.
Foxtrot.
All right, we're passing international. I'm sure Rob Delaney does comedy internationally, but...
Yeah, he does. He goes to London a lot.
Oh, does he, right? How's that?
That's Australia.
Yeah, I don't do much traveling myself. I will be in Wisconsin at a series of Indian casinos. Indian casinos! Getting our reparations, one white comedian at a time.
Indian casinos.
Oh,
she's coming this way and you're going that way. Check
yeah,
it out.
Well, hey, we're trying to run a podcast here. Oh, are you honking, really? How original. All right. I may have missed.
U.S. Airways?
Did I? I don't know that I have.
I don't know.
I am operating a motor vehicle.
There's Great Lakes again. What the fuck? Great Lakes is like a new... Great Snakes.
I love
Nene Leakes.
Oh, Great Snakes. There are no Great Snakes on this plane.
No.
I'm just going to enter here.
Okay.
You know what? I think that I missed U.S. Airways.
I'm sorry. Can I just make a suggestion? We could just loop around one more time because we have 1 minute till he lands.
You're right.
So we still have time. It's going to take him a second, right, to get his bag.
There is nothing that may... I'm so comfortable looping around the airport. Like, if you ever want to have a relaxing drive, start with the beauty of Century Boulevard.
Yeah.
And then just cap it off with the serenity of weaving through buses here at LAX. It's really...
And I think most of the drivers in this loop that we're on, and sorry, but I get all the way over because remember, it's the return is all the way inside.
Yes, yes.
Most of the drivers here are constantly making last second decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's ever in the correct lane, right? Everyone's always like driving normally, and then swinging over because they saw their Great Lakes sign.
And everyone is filled with a little bit of desperation and anger.
Right. Some people are picking up people that they are deeply in love with.
The left?
Yeah.
All right. Right here?
Right here, left.
Okay. Left here?
Classic Lucille Ball number.
Who's on your right? Okay. So we're...
But I'm saying all these people, they're picking all these stories, Chris. Imagine if we could know even five of them.
Oh.
Like, she just picked him up. What are they, married? Brother and sister?
We'll never know.
Bye. Bye.
That book just flew away like an old wise owl.
The one story we will know is Rob Delaney's story of his gig, where he was, what happened.
The book of Rob Delaney, who incidentally wrote a book.
Wrote a wonderful book. I just finished reading. I got the galleys of it, they call it, like the pre... the pre-release.
Oh, everyone, periodically while reading the book, is there a disclaimer that pops up that says, do not photocopy this book and sell it in the black market?
Do not leave this book on the plane. I hate those in screeners. I hate screeners.
I hate movies. I hate entertainment.
I hate entertainment. I only love podcasting from Taco Bell. Taco Bell, the new way to kill yourself slowly.
7 layers of conversation.
Taco Bell, our parking lots are triangular.
Taco Mel. Taco Bell. Holy guacamole, that's good podcasting.
Yes, sir, Wayne. This is next turbo.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Jorge. We are going to cut off just 14 lanes. All right. No, yeah, if someone's trying to change lanes, be sure to hug their fender, you motherfucker. We're occasionally going to use coarse language, but that's only because when I'm in a car, I turn to a monster.
Well, it's very
Everyone's
fraught.
Being a lunatic.
Yeah, there's lots of craziness.
Oh, wow, that guy. Ooh, he was going for it.
Yeah, but you beat him. And here we are. There's Hawaiian Airlines, Sun Country. Never heard of that.
We can just...
WestJet? What's that? WestJet sounds unsafe.
WestJet is a Canadian airline.
Is that true?
Yeah, based in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, where they have the rodeo?
Yes. Stampede, it's called. Right after Funny Fest, a fledgling and shitty comedy festival. But incidentally, we're sponsored by Funny Fest.
Funny Fest. Go do comedy, but pay for your own travel.
And that's how they write it, too. All the stutters are in there.
7 P's. They make you record it again if you don't stutter enough.
And we are, approaching U.S. Airways, where the handsome... Dare I say handsome Rob Delaney will be jumping into my 2008 Honda Accord. Honda, we are entertainment. Or Honda, we build excitement.
Honda, buy us when you're reasonable.
Buy us if you enjoy high resale values.
Honda, don't want to worry about a piece of shit car? Get a fucking Honda, idiot.
Honda, we also make chainsaws.
Honda, yeah, we make pianos. Oh, no, that's Yamaha. Shit.
I bet they do. I bet Honda makes keyboards.
Oh, yeah. I could look on my phone.
See if they make keyboards and then also kneeboards. A lot of times we're going to call back to moments from a previous episode. That's what just happened.
And if you care about this podcast, you'll recognize it. You'll write to us. Oh, my God, look at that. Someone just drove over an orange cone.
Oh, you think... Oh, that's why you have four-wheel drive in the city.
Jeez, that's such a Jeep move. It's hilarious.
Oh, and the smug look on their face.
I'm gonna get out and run up to her driver's side window and be like, that was my cone! Oh, this lady's not happy.
That was one cone that didn't belong to the city. She gets mistaken for unhappy often, but she's actually probably a nice lady.
You know what it is? She has an upside-down mouth. That happens to some people.
A lot of people, they're smiling, but it looks like they're auditioning for the Grinch.
Which, like in my family, it's... when you just have a regular resting face, it looks like you're enraged.
Oh, I never noticed that
it's
about
kind of
you.
Like, because I have a low... low brow, low forehead.
You have a false sense of you don't
self?
Look enraged. A sense of self.
Yeah, there's some problems.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We are here at Allegiant, not at all
where we said we'd be. This is just gonna be one of those things where we solve it as we go. Does he know what kind of car you drive?
I don't have his phone number. Oh, man. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah, we might circle around. We don't see him. Thanks.
I mean, I think they hired that guy because he's so intimidating looking.
That guy, I've never... He was like a psychopathic Shaquille O'Neal, if you can imagine that. He had a look in his eye like, not only will I crush you with just my hands and phalanges, I carry a machete. Not a gun.
No, he wants to see his
work machete man
up close.
Do you see how long he looked at me before he started talking?
No, I couldn't look at him because I'm holding a microphone. It's just so dumb.
And by holding a microphone, you're mispronouncing because you're racist. Just kidding. No, he was a Caucasian man.
He was a huge...
Man. man, we are really... I realize now...
Out that way.
It's kind of... Oh, my God.
You he got just... It. He what?
He just tweeted at us.
Awesome. I just told him they made a circle again. Like, everybody understands that.
Yes,
they do,
yes.
At this airport especially, they do not let you linger.
No.
And do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to?
Do you have to?
You have to. Oh, I'm such a fool for you. You know...
No, not this one, the next one. Yeah.
That song originally about farts.
Yep.
I am 12. Here we go, and this is all becoming familiar.
Careful of my dad here.
Yep. Hi. That jacket, sponsored by Eddie Bauer.
Eddie Bauer, when you have kind of a lot of money, but you want people to think you have a ton of money.
Eddie Bauer, we're not quite L.L. Bean.
Eddie Bauer, wide-hipped ladies are grateful for us.
Eddie Bauer, loose lips sink ships.
Eddie Bauer, whites only.
Whoa. Yeah, that was a lesser note. I think they knew right away the problem with that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice one. Yeah, you're learning this. Just get super aggressive.
All you have to do is look at everyone like you're a psycho.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You learn from that security guard that made us move.
Oh, my God, he was scary. Yeah. That man will haunt my dreams.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't look at him then.
He was scary. He really was scary. And he happened to look, he had like that baby face.
Ooh.
Kind of like Shaquille O'Neal, except it was riddled with anger.
Oh, no. Well, his job is to tell people to move. I mean, that's such a bummer.
Right.
Air Canada, Hawaiian, here we go, okay. We're close. Where's Rob Delaney? He's so tall and striking. You'd think you'd see him immediately.
Oh, there he is. He's actually striking somebody. He's in a fight with our Shaq guy.
Where the fuck is he?
There he is. Oh, the road hasn't been... No, that's not him.
The road turned him into a woman.
We just witnessed a 5'8" thin Rob Delaney.
And he was not funny at all.
No, no. Rob Delaney is more of a horsey-legged athletic man. He's got a pair of gams on him. Here we go. That seemed conclusionary, like I saw him, but...
But nope.
Here we go. And
there's USA.
Oh,
okay,
here we
so
go.
It's down further.
Right,
oh, here
right.
we go.
Here we
here
go.
Here we go. And here we go.
That security guard with a big
look
face.
Away.
Also not Rob Delaney.
Look away, look away. Is he sitting? Would he wear a baseball hat? I say no.
No,
that's
no.
not his style.
No, no. You know, maybe. A lot. You're surprised when you see someone travel.
The kind of shit they wear?
Yeah, yeah. Some people are like...
Full pajamas?
Yeah, full pajamas and a fedora. Other people's are like a cape, baseball pants, and cowboy boots. It's your time to shine when you're traveling. No one's going to see you. Oh, no, everyone does see you. Here he is.
There he is.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's confirmed. No
Sir.
Hat.
Sir.
I will help him.
Let's put it in P.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Oh, sure, sure. It's in my pocket. Hi. Thank you for joining us. You get in there with... Oh, I'll unlock that.
Hi, Rob Delaney.
How are you?
Real good. How are you?
Great. Nice to see you all.
Here, I've got your gift bag.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's so sweet of you.
You know, just some stuff. I don't know what you need.
Thank you. I need a banana.
Yeah,
that's in there. Thank you.
That was supposed to be a hot towel, but the Starbucks we went to was packed and filled with people raging, angry
people.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I wanted to give you a hot towel and then a dry towel so you could wash your face.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Yeah, that's a good idea after a flight.
Where were you? Tell us about your gig.
I played the College of New Jersey. I played Pittsburgh. Wow. I played Philadelphia and Buffalo.
You'll notice in that gift bag there's a mug from New Jersey.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, just to commemorate your time that you
I often bring my wife a mug from the places that I go.
Yeah.
I didn't this time, except now I did.
Check
did
you? It out. Yeah. And it's pink.
Thank you so much.
And you
much.
Found your no wife. Problem. She, I thought maybe got trapped during the earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody went to Quiznos and found her.
Oh,
she in times of trial. It's like okay. A lot of people, she goes to Quiznos.
You know, I left a guitar in a Quiznos bathroom once, and it got back to me, so I knew she'd be fine. So you did a series of theaters in college schools.
Yeah, I hit some cities in the Northeast, and it was great. Pittsburgh was awesome.
Have you ever had a bus do this to you?
Wow.
That was a bold move, Hertz.
For those who are only enjoying the audio portion of the show, a bus pretty much drove over the car.
Now I know why they call themselves Hertz.
That's right.
I am.
That's a long tour. It sounded like
it was four nights. Yeah, four places, four nights.
And are you tired now? Or do you feel enlivened?
No, I'm pretty ruined because while those are places with nice people, the weather's awful and snowing, and so and then you have to fly little planes. Like you have to connect when you fly from Buffalo to Pittsburgh. So I've been in 30 planes in the last 4 days. So like my throat feels like somebody just, you know, scoured it with a Brillo pad.
Because when you fly, you just scream at the top of your lungs.
I scream the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
That's the only way I get through it. A lot of people complain about babies, but it's usually this guy.
Yeah, a screaming adult.
Oh, it's terrifying.
So colleges?
One college. The other three were theaters.
Nice.
And yeah, it was great. I enjoy playing colleges. They're not, college students aren't as smart as they get credit for. They think like, oh, hotbed of education. But they haven't lived, you know what I mean? They haven't had life just kick them in the head 50 times like you do once you get out of college. So I generally prefer to perform for older people. I mean, you have to get your tenterhooks into college students and say, I'm who will entertain you for the next few decades. Get to know me.
Right.
It's important to spread the disease. But generally, I prefer to perform for adults.
Just a larger range of references.
Yeah, they just have experienced more.
Yeah.
College kids are so young. It's amazing
kids,
to me.
Yeah.
They're children. They're
not
still
that they're
growing.
Not wonderful and smart and have, you know, I mean, God knows, like, I read a lot back then and I listened to utter filth and garbage, so I would have been very grateful if a comedian came to my school. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're still less important as real people.
As fully grown, normal human beings.
Yeah. They aren't fully developed or fully valuable yet.
Not
and
yet.
They shouldn't be allowed to talk that much.
Not too
as much as they seem to.
Exactly.
They feel allowed to.
I mean,
to.
Here and there, but...
Yeah.
You should always...
I'm thirsty, I need help, whatever.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Listen to that. But if they just start sharing anecdotes? Anecdotes.
Anecdotes.
I'll take an antidote if I've been poisoned.
If they start sharing dozy dotes or mersey dotes, just cut them off.
Just let little lambs eat ivy.
You know... It's funny because kids will also do that. They tend to. I let a joke happen and then I stomp on it by continuing it.
And with kids, you're into goats now, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Just kids, little
making
lines,
sure.
Anything. If it has a hole, I'll fuck it.
You will.
Sometimes it's okay to sometimes be dirty because we're adults.
But we're still at the airport.
That's true. You're right.
This is LAX.
I forgot.
Territory.
Do you remember not too long after 9/11 when the Israeli airline El Al ex Mossad guy, somebody just was like made a slight ruckus in line and the guy just shot him dead. He was like, well, I'm Mossad, so when people mess around at Israeli airlines, we just sort of address it.
We just get rid of the problem.
And everybody was like, all right. It was so soon after 9/11 that people were like, that's fine.
That's
the guy, he sneezed, he had to be shot.
You know what? It makes sense.
Yeah.
He's being cautious.
You guys sneezed. He sneezed out loud.
Oh, wow. That didn't get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shootings.
I miss a lot of news things.
I guess it didn't hit my top 10 shootings, but... But I'll reconsider.
Yeah, I like the classics. Just 60s clock towers. So I'm going to get... Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I'm at. It's funny. It's difficult to drive and podcast if you have...
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep blaming that.
Yeah, no, I find it difficult to drive and think. I'll miss an exit and I'll be like, yeah, but I was thinking about a sandwich I had 3 weeks ago.
Do you want a sandwich, by the way?
Do you need
no,
a sandwich?
No, thank you. Okay. I'm all set.
Okay. There's almonds in there. Nature's candy.
Wow, thank you. No,
there's lotion
sunscreen
too.
In there. Hey, no.
Karen said that she noticed.
I get very dry.
Yeah, the comedians rode wife.
I thought you said that I've noticed Rob had dry hands always.
I never said that.
Oh, my God. That's like, actually, I'm not like a fascist as far as appearances go on people. I'm like, hey, you're going to look like what you're going to look like. But when I do see people with wearing open-toed sandals or whatever, and they have like dry or crackly feet, I do think, you know what? Maybe you want to address that if you're going to keep those things uncovered.
Are you trying to show me your feet or make me hungry for ginger root?
Seriously.
I don't... Yeah, I do not want to see anyone's
toes. Your feet look like high-quality old Parmesan.
Now I'm starving to go to Olive Garden.
The highest of quality.
But I'll tell you what. When you guys said... When you put out... You put out an APB, essentially. You BCC'd the Comedians of Los Angeles.
I did it blindly. I knew to do that.
And you said, who wants... And I thought, oh, my God, I can't wait to do this. Because, frankly, I don't do too many podcasts just because... What am I going to talk about? Me? No, thanks. We've covered that ground. But I love the two of you so much that it was such a thrill.
Well,
and I also selfishly needed a ride.
I kind of had a hunch that it would be a built-in loophole of acquiring talent, but I didn't know that I would get such a response. There's a list of people waiting.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
We were very happy
so
to have
cool.
you be our first guest.
Yeah, it's
No
awesome.
Way, really?
Yeah, you're the first.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
Hi.
Very well, I happily tell the world about it.
We did one together just to see what it was like, to realize that a lot of conversation would be about accidents, avoidance, because we're in a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
This is real.
Well, I think I'm probably up there as far as comedians being known for having showy car accidents. So we don't even have to cover that. I mean, it
That's
goes
right.
without saying.
You had an incredible car accident.
I did. Little car accidents aren't even interesting to me. They don't even show
and
up
I
on
have
the radar.
Yet, I have not read, yet read Sister Wife.
There's a lot. It's a long
series?
Falcon Cabbage.
Wow, you're hitting a lot of them. Turban. Yeah, that's a bunch. We've heard a lot
potty.
Of them. Hey, a plane just flew over our head. That's never not exciting for me.
Just constant proof that this is not in any way put on.
Nope.
That we go by the lowest flight paths. We try to get hit by buses. Mm-hmm. I did read your book.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure. I found the galleys, no offense,
oh,
at work. And snatched it up, and I was doing that thing. I want this compliment to mean more than the average compliment. How do I word it? Like, I was doing that
I'll
thing on
patient.
The plane where I was laughing, but then crying a little bit.
Oh,
and
God.
I was almost sure that the lady next to me thought I was having a nervous breakdown. Because it was those, like, those stories when you're in, like, rehab and waiting to see if you're going to go to jail. Or, like, all those things are so fraught, and that I feel like I had a very parallel life in that way of, like, drinking and, like, really just kind of throwing yourself out there so dangerously all the time. And I'm just happy you live.
Thank you. I'm happy
that
you
sober,
live.
You're sober people, and I'm someone that still is a bit of a whiskey nerd. Should I read the book? I should read the book.
Absolutely.
You can. Yeah. I should have brought a copy.
I will purchase it like a grown adult.
Thank you.
How dare you?
What? Call myself an adult?
Well,
I'm going to buy it like a silly kid.
chewing gum with your hat on backwards.
But in it, you probably detail you had a horrible car wreck, right? Your legs got
up. Both my arms got broken, or rather, one arm, one wrist, but they were both had to have surgery and were both in casts. And then my legs were not broken, but they were cut open to the bone on the knees,
wow.
so they had to be. So I couldn't bend them for a while, so they put them in these leg stabilizer things.
Your legs were cut open. Were you in like a metal Jeep?
A metal Jeep. A lot of the car that I was in was made of metal. In fact, it was a Nissan Altima. Metal version and
metal interior, all leather exterior.
Yep.
See, that's a shame because that's a Brody Stevens joke.
Reverse the exoskeleton, but it was and then I went to jail and rehab and lived in a halfway house, and you know it's good that it happened. No one else was in the accident; it was just me. But yeah, then I put the plug in the jug, as they say, and and I think I did my first open mic, you know, a few months later.
And by that you mean you got a mastectomy, right?
Correct.
All right, sorry.
Mastectomy. I had my breasts removed, and I went from Cynthia Delaney to Rob Delaney.
Wait. That's what started that whole transition. What was it like buying a whole new wardrobe? I meant to say where you don't want, you're a man and you don't want to have babies anymore.
Vasectomy.
Do you, be honest with me, Karen. Do you think I'm a dumb person? Do I often just
not
blurt?
In the least.
Do I blurt things that don't make sense?
I think blurting is the bravest thing an American can do these days.
Yeah.
Everyone's so rehearsed and practiced. And
right.
I know exactly what I'm going to say. You just throw words out there.
You do. And I just want to say, in case like people come to this podcast because I put it out there and are meeting you for the first time, I want them to watch your recent Conan set, Chris, because that's
yes.
one of the best sets of stand-up I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you
and
very much.
And it's such so hard. I mean, to do 7 minutes, you know, and have it be great
isn't it
really hard. And
it
was
so
amazing.
On his terms.
It's
like that's
so
what I loved.
Yeah.
There was no like
just
here
amazing.
I am to do your comedy show. It was
yeah.
like here's
no
a slice
here you
of
are
Chris
at my
Fairbanks.
Comedy show.
Well,
yeah.
You guys,
you
thank
tall
you.
Irish.
I don't usually toot my own
mustache. cop on the weekends.
See, it's very. I went 4-inch domestic. A lot of guys would go handlebar, but I didn't want to intimidate anyone. I'm so glad I didn't make it to my. I don't usually toot my own horn and then honk the horn that's in front
oh,
of me.
Oh God, I would
that would have been awful. Well, here we go.
Yeah, I hope people hear that. Is the horn mic'd?
We got to mic this horn.
Yeah, excellent. We have the windows
corn.
Down.
Hey, I should say, we're about to pass. If you went, if you took a right here, you would go to Investors Business Daily.
Oh, let's
which,
go to the bank.
That's, we're not going to go there.
Oh.
We'll keep going straight. But if you did go down here and take a right, you would be at the call center where I worked for a couple years, making less than minimum wage, doing, you know, a few sets a night of stand-up, sending out packets to late-night shows,
uh-huh.
and just the people I worked with lived in their cars. It was
wow.
utter misery.
Did you do cold calls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I would call.
Shit.
I'd say, hi, would you like to subscribe to a garbage newspaper published by charlatans for morons? And people would say, you know, I wouldn't. And I'd say, I totally get it, and then hang up and not make a nickel.
You were paid based on how many people you got to sign up?
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And
I think in the two
spent.
And change years that I worked there, I maybe made $900 in 1 week, and
oh,
that,
wow.
then every other week I'd make like $207 a week. It was
so gross.
Yeah,
sales is odd. Does everyone hate sales? It's
the
I mean, there are people who are good at it. You know,
yeah.
I'm
there are.
One of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. I don't feel like I have the personality. The year that I worked at the Gap when I was 20, and it was when I first started comedy, mm-hmm. I felt like I was dying every day I was on
yeah.
that floor, and it inspired me to never go back.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It was like at one point I remember I eventually quit and I was like waiting to see if I was going to move to LA, so I didn't have a job for a little while. My
mm-hmm.
mom called me and she was like, do you think you don't have to work? And
oh.
I for a second I almost thought she was sincere. I almost went like, yes, like you finally understand me. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I have to say no to this question.
That's
right. Yeah,
it's
when,
wrong.
When I left there in 2010, which is 4 years ago,
yeah,
there was a protocol for quitting where you could take like a leave of absence so that you could go back there if you wanted to. And I made sure to super not observe it. I just walked out and never came back so that I wouldn't ever be able to work there again.
Yeah, you brick up that doorway,
yeah,
just
time.
Like no way.
And that was it. And
good.
And
I love
doing
that.
This
that's how you're. That you would people would say, no, I'm not interested. I understand that. I'm gonna
yeah.
go now. That's
yeah, yeah.
how I sold Cutco knives.
I love it.
I'd walk in. They're very expensive. I would tell them that was my opening line. These
yeah.
lines are very. These knives are very expensive, but they're very good. I'm not
oh.
interested. I totally understand
yeah,
that.
I can
they're
see where
very
you're
expensive. I mentioned how expensive they were, and
yeah.
then, and I never sold any.
Yeah.
I never sold any.
That's awesome.
I sold some to my dad.
As far as sales goes, like if you look around, like what people don't need anything. You have what you need. You
right.
know, generally, you know, you need food and you need shelter and you need clothes. You need the survival triangle. But beyond that, you really need nothing.
Right.
So to convince people of otherwise, you know, it can often be a sin. Is what I think, and that's what I felt like working there.
Yeah,
like I was sinning.
Well, and also when you, like, I remember being in college and this guy that was selling magazine subscriptions door to door did that. First of all, he's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
He had this whole long conversation with me. He convinced me that he would one more subscription to sell before he got his big trip.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Like all of those, like, Ponzi scheme tricks he
wow.
used on me, and they worked like a charm, and I ended up buying literally, like, I think a 4-year subscription to Vogue
oh
when I had
God.
No money. And I remember, like, when it was over, like, the next day going, like, oh, I just got taken for a ride. Like, that's that's what good sales is.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I didn't care about fashion magazines.
Wow.
Like, nothing in it.
Did he keep in touch with you or the son that he made with you that
we
day?
We married in the fall of 99.
And now he's been in Costa Rica
for
a little over a decade.
You know, until the lawyers bring him back. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like you're convincing a person to fall in love with you so that they take what you have. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I've had some really good salesmen come to my door. Oh, look
little
at him.
Doggy.
Oh,
little
I've never seen a dog high on marijuana before. I bought a carpet cleaner when I lived in an all-wood floors house once.
That's amazing.
See, that's a good salesman.
I'll say.
It's like, what if you end up buying a rug, a throw rug?
Good point. Yeah, I might buy a
You're
lot
right.
of rugs.
I might buy some throw rugs. A runner.
A runner.
I'll just have the concentrate solution. What's that, $35? Best money I've ever spent. Immediate regret when they leave.
I had one where I had to call and cancel a check because this guy came into... It was when we were working on the pilot for Ellen. He came into the building. I worked in the Daltz building. So all of a sudden, there was a guy standing in my office that I didn't know. Like, that looked like... He looked like he worked for Habitat for Humanity. He was like, you know, choker necklace, long hair, whatever. And he's like, hey, I got these deals for this spa treatment or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a total shock and awe thing of like, and he was like squatting down next to me and telling me about all the like.
Squatting.
Oh,
he was
science.
Real close.
I don't like it when waiters do that either.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly I was writing a check. And then he left and I immediately called my bank and I was like, cancel this check. I don't know what just happened.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You don't have to talk to them about it. They're the ones that tricked you. You're just like, I changed my mind. I get to change my mind.
I'm going to do that with a lot of purchases.
Yeah, plan to do that.
I'm going to do that with a meal.
Speaking of banks.
I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. You do want to go to a bank, don't you?
I would
you?
Like that, yeah. There'll be one coming up on the left.
Who do you do your banking with, if you don't mind saying it?
How about your social security number?
And they're coming up on the left. Well, not quite. I mean, a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
They have a familiar sign.
Just take me to whoever you bank with.
Yeah.
I currently bank with Wells Fargo.
Hey, I have an auto loan from them.
yeah, they are a sponsor of the podcast.
Wells Fargo, do you like a ton of horses? Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, we bury your money in the forest.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the Fargo TV show that I just saw billboard for.
I want to hear Martin Freeman doing a Fargo accent.
Is that who got it?
Yeah, Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton, Colin Hanks.
Is there a woman playing the woman sheriff part?
I don't know if that is as large a role, and I only because I saw a trailer and it seemed like it might not have been, but there were women, a bunch of them. They just weren't as famous as the gentleman I've mentioned, so I don't know their names.
Right.
Fargo the TV show.
I'm enraged that it's not Marge is not the lead anymore.
Yeah. It should be.
I just had that was a 180. Yeah. I was excited.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to campaign
maybe
against it.
Well, you know what? Maybe it is, but maybe they're sexist in their advertising. For example, I was just in England, and they had the Monuments Men. Hey, guess what? Cate Blanchett is in that. Wouldn't have known from posters in the U.S., but she's in all the posters in the U.K.
Oh, wow.
She's huge. That's crazy.
Then there's another movie called That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron and some other folks.
Oh, sure.
And there is a lead female in that, but not on the posters here,
but all
in England. So maybe they want to rope you in, and then when you're watching,
that doesn't match up with like the sex sells attitude of like, what Cate Blanchett?
Think, right?
What's the drawback of gorgeous Cate Blanchett?
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
As long as she's not playing herself, because snoozeroni, man.
Yeah,
she's such a.
Every time you've hung out with her, it's been a
bummer.
Well,
no, just she's one of those people who like it talks about like the majesty of acting in interviews.
Yeah.
So she's just a big bummer. Cate, if you're listening, turn it off. I don't want you to hear it.
Cate, I love your skin creams.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. Amazing and beautiful. She kind of, my wife kind of looks like Kate, like if Cate Blanchett, Tilda Swinton, and Jodie Foster somehow
were able
to have sex with each other. That's sort of what she looks
Where
like.
Where did you meet her?
Yeah.
I met her at a camp for people with disabilities. She's not disabled, but we were both counselors for people with cerebral palsy and
that's
Down
where I troll for dates
ago.
Too.
You should. I'll tell you why. Because those people, you know, people who volunteer, they can like do selfless stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, that's so
You're
true.
Quite right. Speaking of, there's someone. I don't like how there's a lady sitting on the sidewalk. Well, we've already driven past. So
yeah, we can't get
there's
involved.
Nothing I can do.
We're trying to
but
podcast.
But there's cops there.
Yeah,
did you
cops,
see that? Cops
yeah.
have already got so.
Oh, good.
Right.
So,
what am I going to do that they can't?
Yeah. You know what's so funny about
Show
that?
Compassion.
Except be compassionate, yes.
Give a shit.
Help her. Not assault, not take her rights away from her.
Not have shooting them be a plan B.
What if there that wasn't cops and it was the Mossad?
Oh,
I don't
Jesus.
Know if I'm pronouncing that
Real
right.
Real trouble. Sounded good to me.
Okay.
I'm not Hebrew.
What's funny about that is that the opposite, I've always done the opposite, which is date comedians who yeah. are probably the exact polar opposite of people that volunteer at camps mm-hmm. for disabled people.
In a lot, in many cases, they are. I mean, like a really good one might not be, you know, because isn't that weird? You know, like if you know somebody who's like really successful as a comedian and enjoying themselves, there might be a higher likelihood that they're a good person.
Yes,
right.
True, true.
Fucking trenches, comedian scumbag.
Well, I guess so you'd be that example because you did it.
Well, you know, the reason I did it is because everybody, when I was in the hospital. And in rehab and then in a halfway house.
When so was all that? When
this was in 2002.
Oh,
so
okay.
12 years ago.
Mm. Right.
People were just so great. There were so many volunteers in the hospital doing stuff in addition to the doctors and nurses that I was like, once I kind of got released, I was still like emaciated and totally unemployable. So I was like, oh, I could volunteer, and I did, and I just found that I enjoyed it a lot. So I think the secret about volunteering that a lot of people might not know is it's super fun. And I know I demand to have fun because I'm a comedian and an alcoholic. Like, I know what fun is.
Yes.
And I swear to God, volunteering is really, really fun. Or I wouldn't do it because I remain deeply selfish.
Yes.
Right. A lot of people, what they don't know about me is I used to be a youth group leader. Person,
right on.
But I wasn't a religious person at mm-hmm. all, but they didn't seem to care about that.
Good.
I actually was raised sort of atheist, but it was that feeling of we'd go on these trips and do things, and I'm not bragging, but it felt
yeah.
really good.
Right?
Yeah, you go to Mexico, build part of a sidewalk,
park.
Do a poor job because we didn't
yeah.
know what we were doing.
Why are you parking?
You know.
I'm going to park
it's good.
It's hard to. It's because I was talking.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're telling a great story.
I'm sorry.
So I'll be back
okay.
in a flash.
Okay. We'll be right here getting a ticket because I'm in the handicapped area.
Not my problem.
I think that means. Or it's a picture of a person with a big round butt. That's a logo bit.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, thanks. Is this your phone or did someone leave this?
Oh, that's mine.
Well, now that he's gone, what do you guys think of this Rob Delaney guy?
Let's talk about our first guest in a like we're going to review him.
Yeah, he's calming. He's been added a nice element of calm.
I like that he was handed this one of these huge microphones and immediately started playing podcast ball with us the second he got into the car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There was no like kit. I mean, he did have to give us private information that we'll edit out, but
yes.
I liked that part. He's game. He gets it.
Yeah,
I'm
he
sure
does get
he's
it.
Taken improv classes.
He has done nothing but yes and us this whole time.
Yeah, I think that's we yeah. have to really keep an eye out for those people.
But he has it has been just yes and do you have anything funny to say? Just kidding. That was
yes and
joke.
Beat this riff.
I'm gonna get out. I'm starting to feel bad that I'm in a handicapped
good
spot.
Yep.
Right next to it. Oh, that guy. Look at that guy. I like oldies. Oldies are really goodies.
You say you like them, but then you take their parking spots.
Yeah, well, not all old people are handicapped, Karen. I mean, let's be realistic.
They take a lot of our government money.
Wouldn't it be funny if Rob was in there? He was just working out some home loan thing, something that took like 2 hours.
He's just like, real quick. I have
like
to refinance my mortgage.
Take all my assets and put it in a Swiss floating island. We're back.
I'm back.
Yay.
Hi, team.
Hi.
Do you have a ton of money now?
I mean, I have enough to get me through the next week.
Okay, great.
So, yes. That's
yes.
a ton to me.
In the big scheme of things.
Should I go?
I mean, if you took a left here, it wouldn't take 30 years. Oh, okay.
If I took a left here, it would take add 30 years to our drive
time.
That's
okay. I don't care.
Well, you haven't seen Daddy be aggressive. I just poke the nose out and make furious eye contact.
Imagine, see that gym across the street? Can you even imagine being like, yeah, I'll go there to work out? Like,
oh, at personally fit?
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's just like exactly not where I would ever go to work out.
No, I don't want to be in between two alleyways.
Yeah, on one of the boring areas of L.A.
Do you want my inside of my car to be any hotter, Rob?
Is it possible to make it a little hotter? I'm doing Bikram yoga in my underpants without moving.
I have a total stripe of sweat down my back.
I'm going to rename our podcast Trouser Soup. I think...
Slack Swamp.
You know what? I might...
Take a right.
I might take a bow out.
Oh, all the way around.
That's fine. I mean, you know how all this Beck's crap over here works.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be the part that they highlight for the podcast awards.
The errand was gripping.
It's funny. Yeah, there is a lot of specific traffic moments that
but this is
inevitable.
Real. I mean, look, people want to know. People often ask me, what's it like when you hang out with Karen Kilgariff? What's it like when you hang out with Chris Fairbanks? Now you know. So I don't want to hear people complaining just because we give you the gold. We also don't give you a little chat.
A little reality. Yeah, a little boring, hot, sweaty reality.
Yep. Real specific traffic stuff. None of the visuals.
Right.
Oh, here, I have a fun story for you.
Let's hear it.
In Pittsburgh, I got in the elevator the morning after my show, getting ready to get on a little plane to Philadelphia. And so I just was, you know, out of it. And I got on the elevator. And when I was on there, I hocked up a big loogie because nobody was there. So I was like really worked at it and closed my eyes. And then I opened my eyes and the doors were opening. And a beautiful young woman walked on the elevator and looked at me and goes, hey, great show last night. And so that's sad.
She saw you spit the loogie, without a doubt.
No, she saw me just deal with it. I didn't spit. I just swallowed it because we were in an elevator.
And then you said thank you, and a loogie bubble came out of your mouth.
Yeah, but it's nice because now she knows in real life that I'm a little more disgusting than I am on stage.
Did you do that?
Imagine that.
What I like to do if someone catches you is you just keep making that noise as if it's just a noise you make.
Yeah,
and
it's weird.
She'll be like, oh.
That they're not making one.
Poor guy.
Can I just say that I don't know why, but it just popped into my head. I've known you for a while, I feel like, and one of my favorite sets that I ever watched you do was that night at Akbar, which is a tiny, it's a bar in Silver Lake, and I think it's predominantly a gay bar. It's been gay and straight, but the show is run by our friend Bruce, so it's kind of mostly a gay show.
His name's Bruce?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's a gay bar.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's how you know.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Also the way he kisses.
Hey, wait a minute.
Rob...
That was my mouth.
Rob did a set, and I'd seen him... We did shows at Largo together. Like, we'd done some shows together. But you were doing your usual set, and those lesbians... It was mostly lesbians in the audience that night, and they were really, like, not having you in a way.
Yeah.
And I started getting nervous for you, and you... In your classic Rob Delaney way, instead of getting nervous yourself in any way that I could see, doubled down and just like put your foot up on a stool and got down into the audience. And you were telling your like come out into the my van jokes into their face. And me and Paige Hurwitz, who is in the back, were crying laughing. It was like the way you were acting was as if you were destroying and you just wanted to be out among your people like Dean Martin. Oh, so, and people were like, it would be like, oh, like they were being like bitchy lesbians about it. It was so funny. It was one of my favorites.
Thank you. Yeah, that can be fun sometimes, too.
Sometimes when dealing with a group of lesbians, you just got to take a knee and hunker down.
That's right.
See, this is who I am.
It's not the first time I've said that. There's a time that, and we've shared this before, Rob, in other even televised moments, where I apparently, and I don't fully recall it, but you brought me up at a show, and what did I say? I said something that could be misconstrued as rude. Didn't I say, shut the fuck up and sit down? What was it? What did I do? It doesn't sound like me.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, no, it wasn't. It was, you knew that it was funny enough. You said it, an implicitly mean thing.
Right.
But it was so funny that it was okay.
You knew that I was kidding,
I knew
right?
that you were kidding.
Because I've heard a recalling.
Oh, you know what it was? I was introducing you, and I said a few nice things about you. And, you know, the things that you'd done and things that I thought I'd enjoyed. And then you just came up and took the mic away from me. We were like, shut the fuck up and get out of here.
So clearly I was kidding.
So, yeah. So it was...
Because I've heard you tell the story, and I was like, well, that's the story of an asshole. And I'm starring
no,
in it.
No, it was a story of a funny asshole.
Okay, yeah. So that...
Important.
Part of you thought, wow, that Chris Fairbanks is an abrasive little man.
Didn't at all. Because also, I'm one of those people who has the sickness enough that, like, if I have to get harmed or my feelings have to get hurt for other people to laugh, I'm like, well, do it. I mean, it's more important.
I think it was an example of that.
I love rudeness comedy, I think, the most, and I feel like I've been doing it all my life, and maybe 25% of the people I've shared it with actually understand what I'm doing, and most of them just were taking me at face value of, like, what a crazy bitch, whereas it, like, and I understand that makes sense, because that is what I was doing, except for if you have that, I think that's why I get along with, like, drag queens so well, because it's that kind of, like, slap someone in the face purely because you can idea that's funny to
me. It brings me real joy. Although last night, there was I was being interviewed by a newspaper before my show, and the guy came in, he was young, and I was eating, I had two slices of pizza on one plate, and was taking a bite when he walked in, and he goes, what do you got, what's that you got there, some pizza? And I said, no, it's a cheeseburger. And I could tell that he wanted to cry. And I felt bad. But what are you going to do?
It makes you not want to hang out with normal people. That's kind of how it is for me.
It is the proper response to the dumbest question ever, though.
I think it is. But
what are you doing? The thing you're doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? They're eating with your mouth? You use your
masticating,
teeth?
Masticating, the whole deal, tongue involved.
Now, when you go on the road, do you get, like, lonely? Do you have, like, are those moments like that, do you think, maybe after a while, maybe they build up where, like, you have to do comedy and then you're by yourself and then you have to talk to press and then you're by yourself or whatever, that maybe there's an antisocial thing that becomes built in to it?
Probably not. I mean, I generally err towards niceness. I really, in fact, do try to be nice to just about everybody. But I can get lonely. This trip was so crazy because it was just constant. I was either in a plane or on a stage. So
you didn't have time
to
be
really
lonely.
Have time to get lonely.
Good.
But it's happened. Like, I just did a month in London, and in the middle of it, I was like, I very sincerely hope I get hit by a double-decker bus.
well, because you miss your kids so much, probably, right, and your family.
I won't do it again.
I don't think I drank much before I did stand-up, and after a show, the idea of just... Okay, there's my show. I did my job. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the hotel room and stare at the wall or the TV and look at emails. That depresses me. Mm-hmm. But the result is I end up having whiskeys after the show, and so I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
'Cause that makes you die.
Yeah.
Well, and also it's just a depressant. It, like, just will bring you further down if you don't die.
Alcohol is a depressant.
It's a depressant.
It's also a barbiturate.
Yeah. And you know what? This is going to sound kind of elementary and stupid, but it took me years to do. But now, after years, now I finally will go back to my hotel room and read a book.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is like, I'm like, who invented this?
That's what I should
do. And it's a lot of fun.
You know what's super weird? And I'm not against reading, but last night I came home from work and I was so tired and so, like, I just always lay on my couch and watch TV and then fall asleep.
Okay. I'm gonna
that's okay, we can do another right.
Let's do another right. No one knows where we are right now.
Yeah,
we can
no
speak
way
openly
there's
about the
no
rights
way
and lefts.
Yeah. But usually I come home from work and I'm so tired, so I just lay on the couch and watch TV, which gives me nothing, usually.
Oh,
last night I started sewing a rip in a blanket that I have. And it was so like Laura Ingalls.
That's so cute.
It was really fun. And I was like, oh, this is what people used to do to engage their mind and kind of get something done and feel like...
That's funny, because last night I fell out of a wagon and it made me blind. Who likes Little House on the Prairie jokes? I'll tell you, real specific age groups. Taking a ride on this unnamed street.
There we go. Nice.
Sweet.
In episode number 2, we're going to have
Yeah.
Pre-printed maps.
We're going to
have phone numbers of people so that we know where they are when they land. It's going to be great.
I jog a lot around here. I push my kids in their double stroller.
Sure.
Run up and down these hills. It's a lot of fun.
You're a strong-legged man, aren't you?
At least my legs are strong, yes. My belly is large, and my arms are
But you're someone that's
white
done
emaciated.
Marathons. Like
I've done one marathon. I've done a lot of half marathons.
Right.
What do you think about when you run for that long?
Oh, gosh. I mean, everything. I think a lot about jokes. I'll come back and write jokes when I'm done.
Yeah, there's something to exercise and comedy.
Big time.
You
got to
put something else in your brain, right?
Yeah.
Chris, you'll be thrilled to know you can't take a left here.
it's difficult. This part's difficult for me. And now I'm starting to feel self-conscious.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay.
Nobody could do this better than you right now.
Nobody could do this better than you right now.
The original version, less popular than Carly Simon's.
My dad came to your show, Karen, where I opened for you back in 1971, and loved it a lot. I remember him saying, well, she is just, you know, she's something else. That was really,
fantastic. That was that weird fake musical I was doing.
It was wonderful. It was so great. And my father and I loved it.
Yay. I'm so glad. That was super fun.
I remember I made a joke. He gave me, he's, you know, 60, whatever, so naturally he carries a handkerchief with him, or like a bandana. And it was, do you remember it was really hot? They hadn't put AC into Largo yet.
That's right.
He gave me a hanky before the show, because he could see that I was visibly sweating and had underboob cups, you know, of wetness. And I took it and just put it in my pocket. And then I went up on stage and I used it. And he said, I said something about, you know, the gay hanky codes where you have a certain colored hanky and certain things like you like to do this. And I just talked about that. I was like, this is my hanky, which means that I like to, I don't know, like have Asian men pee on me or whatever. And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. My dad's here. He gave it to me. And I remember after the show, my dad was like, so you mean to tell me I just gave you a hanky before the show, and then you just made that up right there on the spot? I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
As opposed to asking whether or not you really had Asian men pee on it.
That's great. Much more impressed.
So he's a supportive dad.
Yeah,
Isn't that funny? Like, these part of the reason that you're as funny as you are, really do have that thing where they can't believe what you do when they see you actually doing it.
Yeah.
It's like one thing when you're standing around in the kitchen or whatever, like... Mm-hmm. But I kind of love that.
Yeah, it is wild.
I think that it's something my dad did a little and could have done, but he had kids and decided to move and go work for the government in Montana, as most dads do.
Sure, it's a common choice.
Very dadly.
That decision, yeah. But it's nice to have supportive dads. Or just one. Just one dad that's supportive.
Yeah,
it's best to have one.
Yeah. Multiple dads ends up being a bad sitcom.
You serious?
One of them is a sculptor. The other one's Paul Reiser.
One way we could go with this podcast is we drive people around and sweat them out, and then we get them to admit something.
That's a good idea.
Right? Because they're so hot and tired.
Remember that guy? They had like the sweat lodge thing where people died recently?
Yes.
You should do that. You should kill Nikki Glaser in your next podcast. Just cook her to death.
And like some New Agers are back there shoved in with Jorge.
Nikki Glaser, then after that, kill Tig.
Welcome back to Sweaty Gunpoint.
Yep.
And then we're both Kurt like, Brownoler, oh my God, we got Comedy Central specials. That's so weird.
We killed a lot of people. We're a little worried about, you know, the crop of future comedy because you've killed a bunch of them. But
it was fun.
I mean, the things they said before they died, my goodness.
Oh my God, they were hallucinating.
Fever dream.
Hilarious.
It's funny what creative things people say when their back's against the wall and they're about to die.
Like, I'm going toward the light, a lot of those jokes.
Yeah, real rich, blurty, Tourette's-y genius.
That's a nice bush arch to the right there. Somebody has made an archway out of a bush.
That's borderline topiary.
That's really nice.
Sorry, will you do that?
I really like when hedges are shaped like something other than a hedge.
Isn't that fun?
Animals are nice. Oh, there's a Dairy Queen by my house. They made the hedge look like a soft serve ice cream cone.
No.
Yeah.
For real?
Oh, I have photos of it. I'll show you.
How about that?
Coming up soon.
There's a nice breeze coming through here, huh? Whose dream catcher is that?
Is that yours? Is mine. It captures most of my sleepy time visions.
Love it. You sleep? Is this the car you sleep in?
I sleep. I got confused when someone first introduced me to the idea of a car bed.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that's a bed shaped like a car. I've been sleeping in this car out of confusion for and necessity. I am an unemployed person, so.
I sleep in my car a lot. I mean, I'm a big car napper. Well, you know how you like if you like have a thing at 4 somewhere, and then you have a set like not far from there. And whatever.
You're being serious. I do too.
Yeah.
I sleep in my car all the time.
Yeah, totally.
I'll sleep at the drop of driving hat.
Anytime I'm in that situation, I always go to Starbucks and drink way too much coffee, and then for the first 3 minutes of my set, I have dry mouth.
Nice.
And I seem nervous, even though it's just caffeine.
Well, here we are, folks. This is the place.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it.
Thank you. This has been such a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for doing this with us.
I really had fun. It was a pleasure to see you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go be with my family now.
Of course you should.
I don't mind saying that I love you. And, I hope to see you again soon.
And you, just to clarify, you love your family or you love us?
I love you.
Oh, that feels great.
Yeah.
Not just Chris, though, right? Me too?
No, of course. Yeah,
Let's say we love him back.
And you, sir.
Okay.
I love you, too.
We love you, too, Rob.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.